Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call 405-286-7703.
Well, the uptrend in cattle futures remains intact, even though there has been anticipation of high cash cattle trade again this week. Traders many times seem surprised when it happens, resulting in a bump in futures. The reason for this is traders are exercising caution rather than trying to anticipate higher prices in the nearby month. Later months are anticipating higher prices following a seasonality. There is caution due to box beef prices not showing consistent strength from week to week. Yesterday, box beef was lower, choice down $1.51. Select was down $1.16. October hogs shining yesterday as they were slowly closing the gap between it and August. It is not expected that October will continue to increase to the same price where August will go off the board, but it will likely reduce the gap to some extent. October made and held a new contract high yesterday. The National Direct Afternoon Hog Report showed cash higher by $1.35. September Kansas City wheat trading up 5 cents early today. September Minneapolis ups also a nickel, both adding to their highest closes in August, which posted yesterday. As often described, wheat prices lost over $5 a bushel since mid-May, largely due to speculative selling that had little to do with any perceived changes in wheat supplies. News that Russia offered and is currently allowing ships carrying grain to leave Ukrainian ports is cautiously encouraging more grain and will be able to ship out, but there's always a risk Russia will change its mind. December corn trading about 2.5 cents higher early today, cautiously inching higher with a WASDE report due tomorrow, while the 7-day forecast remains mostly dry with hot temperatures prevailing over the western corn belt. And November soybeans are trading up 7 cents early today, supported by higher early quotas for both soybean meal and soybean oil. USDA's average price for spot soybean meal in Illinois hit a new high of $605 last night. We'll check futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. August live cattle up $1.22, $139.20. October up $1.30, $144.47. August feeder cattle up $187, $180.67. September up $2.50 at $185. October hogs up $1.25, $100.85. December up 37 cents at $89.97. Now, Kansas City wheat, the September up 21 cents, 872 and three quarters. December is up 18 and a half, 876 and three quarters. Chicago wheat, September up 18 and a quarter, 799 and three quarters. December is up 17 cents at 816 and a quarter. September corn up 5 3/4, 621 and a quarter. December up 4 1/2, 618 and a half. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.